Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. And I have to say, I know I said this before, but I love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your consciousness and your energy and continuing to bring in more positive and empowering information into your mind. And speaking of which, that's what today's episode is about, is really about bringing in the positivity and happiness and releasing negativity and anxiety, because there are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to shifting anxiety, and a lot of people feel really stuck in that. And so that's what we're going to do, is we're going to bring in some simple steps, and some of them are logical and others are likely going to be different than you would think, but we will keep it very simple. And you'll notice, even though it's very simple, it's powerful, because you'll see with today's volunteer that she's able to make a radical shift. I mean, in the beginning, she really describes herself as feeling like her heart has been beating outside of her chest for over 6 months now. And you'll notice as we dive in and get going, she's laughing, we're talking, and by the end, she says she feels like a completely different person. So it's going to be fun. That's where we're headed. And by the way, when I really start into this one, I am going to start a bit gentle and slow, and then we're going to pick up the pace. And by the way, if you've listened to past episodes, you know that sometimes I'll have to push a little bit, always, of course, in a loving way or fun, silly, playful way, where I'll push a bit. In this one, if I push her at all, I know it would backfire and she wouldn't get the results. And of course, in the beginning. And so as we go through later, again, it gets fun and we're laughing and whatnot. So the first 5 minutes starts up a little bit slow. Then you'll notice it lightens up. And there's also powerful steps in it along the way. And so this specific situation does have to do with a relationship. And that's where we're going. But you can use these simple steps for just about anything. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Claire. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Brandi.
Hi, it is wonderful to connect with you.
Feelings mutual.
Wonderful. And what's going on with you today?
Anxiety, really quite bad anxiety.
So anxiety and bingo. And on your form here, I actually looked at that. A lot of times I don't actually look at it because I like to just come in organically, but I glanced at yours today and I see that you put on here a level 8 of pain, discomfort, and bingo. And where is that located?
My chest area.
Chest area. Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you your current level of discomfort in your chest area right now, what would you say that is?
It's about an 8.
Okay. And so I want to ask you just for a moment to notice that feeling and bingo. So about an 8. Let me go ahead. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. All right. And I'm going to ask you, overall, what's been going on with you in your life recently?
grief. My husband died 6 months ago, a sudden heart attack. I've been together, for 40 years.
Bingo. And he died suddenly about 6 months ago?
Yes.
Bingo. All right, so let me go ahead and just check in. And by the way, I just want to say, I love that you're here. I love that you are somebody who is working on lifting yourself and feeling good again. And I'm so impressed with that. It's just really impressive.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're so welcome. And again, just really impressive. And let me just kind of check in for a moment. Bingo. All right. And bingo. All right. That. Bingo. Collect a little bit more information. Give me 1 second. All right. So you mentioned that he died suddenly about 6 months ago.
Yes.
And bingo. And I'm going to ask you first and foremost, can you bring in the feeling of feeling that you are safe? That you are safe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a moment to touch on the first insight that we're going to talk about as far as creating the shift. But first and foremost, I do want to say I love this woman. I love that she is lifting herself. I have so much respect for that. You know, all too often, when something happens in people's lives, they feel stuck, they feel the anxiety, they feel all that, and they don't really take the action to change it. And here she is, showing up, putting herself out there at 100%. And I just have so much respect for that. So that first, just beautiful. I love it. And for the first simple step that you can take to start shifting it, we'll call it step number 5, so we'll count it backwards. Here we go, is just bringing in the feeling of feeling safe. And so that's what I was asking her to do, is bring in that feeling. And so I know that sounds simple, and I have a lot of tools with working with the mind, and I know this one is a very simple one, but it also works. And it starts to help to create that shift. And by the way, if you think back to episode, I believe it was number 41, where there was that woman, Natasha, just a beautiful woman, but she had been experiencing massive chronic health issues since like age 7. And if you recall from that episode, if you listen to it, she made a radical shift in her health, that she's had lasting, incredible shifts with her health, been able to get out and go with her family and do all kinds of things. And one of the things that we did was really starting to bring in the feeling of safety. And of course, for her, there were multiple things. So there were other things we worked on as well for her situation. But one of them was to start to bring in the feeling of feeling safe. And so that's simple insight number 5. Let's go ahead and dive back in with Claire. All right, so I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like it was suddenly. And if I ask you, even prior to his passing, if there were concerns and issues with his health even before that, would you say that that's true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And if I ask you how long you've been worried about his health in general or having concerns or things like that, how long would you say that is?
A couple of years.
Okay. And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice for a moment that feeling of feeling like he suddenly passed. If I ask you how much you can find that feeling of feeling like it was all very abrupt and sudden, how much can you find that feeling?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment, and I don't want to negate your emotions at all, but I want to invite you to look at it in a different way, to feel differently. Okay. And again, I'm so impressed. I love that you are somebody who's working towards your own happiness and feeling good again and all of that. So it's just so impressive. And so I don't want to negate your feelings, but I want to invite you for a moment to look at the part of you who feels like it was very sudden, like it was very abrupt. And I want you to notice that even prior to his passing, that you had been having concerns for a few years, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So could I invite you to, instead of saying abrupt, maybe we can change that wording so it's not abrupt, but kind of that you knew it was taking place, right? You kind of, you knew there was a lot of concerns.
Yeah.
Even though it felt abrupt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And I want you to acknowledge yourself. And if I ask you, are you allowed to be happy?
I am. Yeah.
What's that?
I am.
Yes, absolutely.
I am.
Absolutely. Can you take that in? You're absolutely allowed to be happy. Can you give
me
yourself
so
forward?
Would want me to be. He so would want me to be.
Absolutely. He would really, really want you to be. And so I'm going to ask you to bring that in for a moment, that you deserve to be happy and that he would want you to be happy. I'm going to ask you to take that in. And now I don't want to negate your feelings, but I would want to invite you to be willing to change them. Okay. And I want you to notice the wording and the feeling inside of your system that felt like it was abrupt. And I want you to notice for a moment that there was a part of you with all the concerns about his health and all of that. There was a part of you that kind of knew on the inside. Can you see that?
I can. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you how many times you tried to get him to do more about his health.
Howley. Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you, did you do everything that you could to try to help?
100%.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Absolutely. You're amazing.
Yeah. And he told me that as well, the day before he died, because I said to him, what can I do? What else can I do? And he said, you've done absolutely everything. So I do know that. Yeah.
Can you take that in for a moment? You've done absolutely everything. You deserve to be happy. I'm going to ask you to take that in. And I'm going to also ask you to notice the part of you that's been telling yourself it was abrupt, but the writing was on the wall, so to speak, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was. Okay. So would you be willing to let go of the word abrupt?
Yes.
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 Great. Wonderful. And would you be willing to let go of the feeling of abrupt?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to look at the feeling of abrupt, to be willing to let that go. And I'm going to ask you to notice the feeling of abrupt and be willing to let that go. And also, I want you to notice that when I step into your energy and your space and feeling what you're feeling and the energy around it, notice how quickly I can see that it wasn't abrupt, that the writing was on the wall, that there was a lead up, that all of these concerns were happening and all of that, right?
Yeah.
So just for a moment, can you take it in that that's what's true?
It's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so can you tell your nervous system, hey, the truth is, I saw the writing on the wall. That's the truth. Can you tell your nervous system that so your nervous system can calm down a bit? I'm going to ask you to breathe. And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to remind your body that your own health is safe. And can you take that in? Bingo. Bingo. All right. And if I ask you to 0 to 10, what is the current level in your chest?
About a 5.
About a 5. Okay. So give me just 1 second.
All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment for simple step number 4. And it's this. It's that, you know, notice her and I were talking about the word abrupt. And part of what's happening is that there's that feeling of feeling abrupt in her energy. So, you know, she mentioned the word abrupt and she kind of just touched on that. But when I feel it in her energy and I'm feeling kind of what she's feeling, the word abrupt is really intense. And that's because she's told this story over and over again about what happened and that it was abrupt. And so the point in this spot right here is to notice your language patterns and notice what you're saying, how you're describing a situation. And, you know, her situation, of course, has to do with her late husband. But I see this in all areas of life. In fact, I've worked with people who are running businesses that are, you know, multi-hundred-million-dollar businesses, global businesses that have got in bad place where they're losing a lot of money, millions, different things like that. And some of them, like language patterns that I've seen come up. You know, one guy who was saying, you know, like things would happen. He would be like, oh my God, the worst thing in the world just happened today. Oh my God. You know, and so his language pattern was basically like the worst thing in the world, or it was horrible. And like, and so all of these words he was using to describe it kept him feeling really negative, and it didn't allow him to help shift it. And so you'll want to notice that if you've been through a situation, that you want to make sure not to get stuck into the terrible language patterns, and instead see if you can soften them, because that can impact your nervous system and how you're feeling. And so you'll want to note that. All right. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Claire.
Bingo. Okay. So I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like I'm never going to be loved again. Can you find that feeling?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And can I tell you something? That's a bad plan. Why are you never going to be loved again? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Don't know.
So I'm going to ask you. Go ahead.
I can't really see. Well, I can't see. I don't mean I can't see a future for myself, but it's like my future was just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and by the way, did you guys have any kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Two amazing daughters. They're just amazing.
Two amazing daughters. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Bingo. And how old are your daughters?
30 and 26.
Bingo. And have either of them ever gone through a breakup before?
Yes.
Okay. And when they went through a breakup, 2 weeks later, did they get in the next relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Both times?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. And they, within 2 weeks?
No. Took them probably a lot longer than that.
Oh, a lot longer than that. Okay, yeah. So how long was it?
I can't.
A lot longer. We'll say it a lot longer. Right?
Yeah.
You probably don't know exactly. Okay.
I've just clicked where you're. I'm clicking where you're coming from.
You're clicking where I'm coming from. Perfect.
Okay, yeah.
So totally. So if I asked them 2 weeks after they got out of a relationship, hey, you ready to get into another relationship? What would they say?
Completely not.
Completely not. And if I said, oh, yeah, you should never, ever, ever want another relationship again, that would make perfect sense for them, right? Wouldn't you want that for them, to never have a relationship again?
Yeah. No, I know where you're coming from. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've not thought like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Bingo. And if I ask you, by the way, how young are you?
I'm 58.
You're 50. You're so young.
I like to think so.
Yes. Okay. So out of curiosity, let's say, we're not going to manifest this. So we're going to say you have if you had a son. Okay. Right. So, because I don't want to manifest or create any visions for your daughters or anything like that if they hear this. Yeah. So I'll say, if you had a son and he became single at 58, would you say, son, I would like for you to spend the rest of your life single?
No.
Well, part of you would want him to stay forever single, right?
Would you
want him to stay forever single? No.
No, I wouldn't want him to.
No, you wouldn't want him to stay forever single, right? That would be silly. Okay, would you want him to heal as soon as he can and get back up on the horse and find another relationship?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the way you've just said that, I've then thought of my husband. He was 60, and I definitely wouldn't want him to have the rest, of his years on his own.
Exactly. I love that.
Okay.
And that wouldn't make any sense, right?
No.
By the way, I have to tell you, I know of people who have lost their husband. I have literally spoken with people in their 70s who said, who would have thought, like one specific person I'm thinking of right now. And she lost her husband and thought she was never, ever going to date again. Met a guy while she was out golfing. And then it was so funny because then afterwards she was like, oh my God, who would have thought in my 70s I would be having the best sex of my life? And she was just so happy and so alive and so in love and just wonderful.
Yeah.
And so just for a moment, you're working on healing yourself, right?
Completely.
Okay, so if you're working on healing yourself, but now that you're just going to be alone forever, especially if you think about it, watch this. So let's say that you live to 110 years old or 100 years old. Okay, yeah. So let's say you live a nice long life or even longer, right?
Yeah.
That would mean that you were going to spend almost half of your entire life single.
I have actually thought of that.
Like, what is that? Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And by the way, bingo, Bingo. Is your mom still around?
No.
Okay. And if your mom was just single, how much would you feel like that you always had to do something or include or take care of or like all of these things and want to worry about her because she was single?
Yeah. All the time.
All the time. Now, if she was married and in a relationship and happy, how much more joyous could it all be and family and getting together and all of these things? It's like a different dynamic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not only that, but are you expecting grandchildren at some point?
I hope so. Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't it be great to also have them spend the night and do different things or connect with your grandkids and have a partner? And I mean, how beautiful would that all be?
Yeah.
Right? So it's time to get a new vision for your future. So some of these things that I'm saying, how does it sound?
It's scary.
It's scary. Okay. And
because I never thought I'd be like this. I never thought this was this, wasn't ever our plan. So to have these kind of thoughts, I've never.
Okay.
Never and think.
So what part of falling in love and having another relationship is scary? What part of it's scary?
Oh, I wouldn't even want to think about it. You know, yeah. I just...
Okay. So watch this. I'm going to mirror this to you. I don't even want to think about falling in love and having a great life. I'd rather stay in the thought pattern of it was all sudden and I'm going to be alone forever. Which vision is more scary? Yeah.
the one I'm in.
Yes, the one you're in. And notice the happy one, the one that's saying, I'm going to be a grandmother one day and I'm going to have grandkids and I'm going to be in love and have a beautiful family dynamic and find another partner and heal from this all the way and really go on to another chapter. Oh, that's scary? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How is that scary?
I've not thought once about any of those things.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment for simple step number 3, and it is this, is that notice that she doesn't have a vision that she likes moving forward. I mean, one vision, she is looking at things moving forward like she's going to be alone forever, and the other one she mentions as a relationship that it was really scary, okay? How do you move forward when you have visions of things that you don't like? You know, there's a feeling of feeling stuck. And by the way, this is very common. Like all of the time I see people who are trying to move forward in life but are feeling stuck one way or another. And there's not a vision that they like moving forward. And so make sure that you have one that you like. And I know this might sound very simple, but when it comes down to really having a vision to move forward into, there can be a lot of stuckness. I mean, notice for a moment, she says several times, I have never thought of it like that, because her brain was stuck in it. And when we have a lot of emotions that are up and a lot of hurt or a lot of anxiety, different things like that, literally our brain can get stuck. And of course, there are a lot of tools that we can use and whatnot to get it unstuck, but just applying this simple step can be helpful. And it is just to look at it and to look at what your vision would look like moving forward that you would like to have and feel like there is a way to move forward. All right. So that is simple step number 3. And we're going to go ahead and dive into number 2 coming up, which is not as logical as the rest. So that's where we're going. And let's go ahead and jump back in with Claire.
How much do your thoughts help create your life?
Oh, my goodness. I am fully aware of that.
Okay, so if I mirror this to you and I say, yes, my thoughts help create my life. My thoughts create my life. And by the way, instead of picturing that I heal and I'm happy and I have grandkids and a new relationship and I go on to a next chapter of my life, instead, I'm going to picture that I've never expected this to happen. It's all abrupt and I'm going to be alone forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But by the way, let me throw a curveball in here. You've heard before that love is so important, even that, let's say, the widowhood effect. You've heard of that before, where one spouse dies and then the next one dies not long after.
Oh,
you've heard
that before, right? Of course. And I've been reading on it. I mean, you can imagine what I've been Googling and reading. Yeah.
Great. So my recommendation is to stop that, because our thoughts help create what? Our thoughts help create our life, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you start Googling and reading towards next relationship, dating sites, start creating your new vision. So again, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And I know you know this, but I just want to say this really quickly. Your thoughts help create your life. What do you want your thoughts to be filled with?
Happiness.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Yes. I got to tell you, my injury, I never thought that's where somewhere I would be. I mean, I had been very physically active, even like martial arts. I did that for years. I mean, I was like very physically active, physically fit. I never expected that I would be wheelchair, walker, cane. That is literally the last thing I would have ever thought. I would have thought I would be an astronaut before I would ever be injured. And I never really thought of being an astronaut, but that would have been more conceivable for my mind. So some things happen that throw a curveball, but we can make it into a gift, you know? Literally the very accident that I thought took away my entire life gave me more life than I ever realized I could live and continues to. And so if you said, yes, this sucks. Yes, this wasn't planned. Yes, it didn't feel good. Yes, it hurt. Yes, I didn't plan on this, but I'm going to overcome this. I am going to pick myself up and I am going to be the best version of myself. And instead of saying that my husband died and it means that I shouldn't love again, instead what it means is it means that I need to clear this energy and I need to love bigger than ever. I need to make the most of every day. I need to love life and I need to live fully and I need to be grateful to be here.
Completely. Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you, are you willing to be loved again?
I am.
Okay, so good. This is what comes up, right? You've heard before, if an infant doesn't get enough love, they can actually die also, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need love. Now, if somebody told you that you were never going to get to drink water again, how would that feel to your system?
Not good.
Not good. If somebody told you you could never eat food again, how would that feel to your system?
Yeah. Not good at all.
Not good.
I wouldn't be here.
Okay. You wouldn't be here. Okay. So I want you to notice the part of you that's telling yourself you're going to be alone forever and you're not going to be loved again.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't tell yourself that without sending your system into alarm. It's saying, but I need love. Mm. You can't take away love. You can't take away food and water. That will be a problem. We also need love. And that will be a problem. So if you tell yourself you're never going to be loved again, your nervous system's not going to like that comment. Just like if I said, so, hey, Claire, you're never going to have food again. You'd be like, Brandy, there's a problem there. I need that, right?
Yeah.
And so just for a moment, we have to get there. So part of the shift that we need is we have to get there. I mean, imagine how your nervous system would feel if you were really telling it you were never going to have water again. And you really believed that. How would your nervous system really feel?
My goodness. Well, yeah.
Yeah. It would be, as I said,
wouldn't survive. Yeah. Yeah.
It would be in fear and everything else. Okay. So if you're telling yourself that you're going to be single and never loved again, your nervous system is not going to like it. So where we need to go is we need to go to a place where it says, you know what? I'm going to be more loved than ever. I'm going to realize that living every day to its fullest is key. I'm going to show my daughters that you get back up on the horse. I'm only 58 years old. I'm going to show my daughters this is what somebody does. You know what? Things might come up in life that are unexpected. And what you do is you then take that situation and you overcome it and you become the best version of self. Now, out of curiosity, how inspiring will that be for your daughters?
Amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
And okay. That's what,
by the way, and that's what?
That's all I've ever wanted to be for them. So,
love that. You're beautiful. You're so beautiful. All right. So a question. Before now, have you ever had any other things that came up in life that were unexpected with you and your husband and blah, blah, blah before? Like just things in life or whatever? Okay.
Yeah.
But you made it through it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how great will it be to just have this attitude that says, hey, no matter what happens, if a challenge comes up in life, what you do is you take it, you outgrow it, you clear yourself, and you make your life even better. Like, that's it. Game on.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to feel what that would feel like. You know what? You're not a victim. You're not weak. You're a strong woman.
Mm.
And you look at this situation and you say, you know what? Yep, that sucked. Yep, that was not fun. Yep, that hurt. And you know what? I am going to become the best version of myself. I'm going to show my daughters about living life fully. I am going to be the best person ever. I'm going to find my next husband. So my kids are going to have, my grandkids are going to have an amazing grandpa replacement. Because don't you want your grandkids to have an awesome grandfather?
Completely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So your job to find an excellent new husband and an excellent grandfather for them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, growing up, how much did you love your grandfather?
Oh, adored my grandparents. Yeah. Definitely.
0 to 10. How much did you love your grandfather?
Oh, 11.
11. Okay. Loved now, I have a question for you. If he was missing, how would that have felt to your childhood? Yeah. Would that have been a gap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your grandkids, can you give them a grandfather? Do you want to give them a grandfather?
Yeah, of course I would. Yeah, definitely.
0 to 10, how much?
10.
10. Okay. And if I ask you to look at that picture of giving them a grandfather and you an amazing husband and your daughters a wonderful stepdad and that dynamic and them knowing that their mom is loved and in a relationship so they can live their lives fully and they can come and visit you and do different things and it can be all connected and just feel incredible and overflowing with love. Compared to mom is single, dad died, mom's never going to be loved, and that empty, missing feeling. Like, what do you want to create out of life?
Yeah, definitely not the last one. No, I know.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a question. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to think about your strength. I want you to find your strength. And I want you to picture that you're healed, you're walking around, and you have a healthy mind that said, this is okay. Chapter 2, like next chapter, here we go. Here's the second half, and I didn't plan on this one. First half was great. Goal was to make the second one even better. Part 2, right?
Again, I've not thought like that, but yeah.
Okay, sounds good, right?
It does.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to notice how that feels. I'm going to ask you to notice how you feel about your future. Creating part 2. Giving your grandkids, your future grandkids, a grandfather. Giving your daughters a new stepdad. Giving yourself and your life more love. What does it look like?
Looks good. Looks happy. Yeah.
Looks happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Can you take that in for a moment? Your thoughts help create your life, right?
Yeah.
Which vision do you like better? This vision? Or the other empty one? You're never going to be loved. It's going to be empty. It's all of a sudden and blah, blah, blah. And that's life moving forward.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. Chapter 2.
Yeah, chapter 2,
yeah.
Right?
I like it. I like that, chapter 2.
Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to take that in. Your thoughts help create your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can I make a suggestion? Start getting this picture in and saying, you know what? I really am going to just, I'm going to literally take this lesson and live life to its fullest.
Yeah, definitely.
That. Again, I want you to think about how much love your grandfather added to your life growing up. And I want you to picture for a moment if your grandkids didn't have a grandfather. Or if you're willing to heal yourself fully from this, create a new vision, get back up on the horse, create part 2, and go, you know what? Game on. I didn't plan this. I didn't expect it. But I'm going to create an even better life. I'm going to be an inspiration to my daughters. I'm going to create more fullness, more love in our family than ever.
Yeah.
Okay. And this time I'm going to get a guy who will do more for his health.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Where you're saying that. Okay. I really get it.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to take that in for a moment. And by the way, if I ask you how much you would have liked to see your late husband do more for his health, how much would you have liked to see him do more?
Oh, I mean, as I said, I was on his back every day about it. Okay. I know. You know, he were responsible for ourselves. I do know that, but I just felt, I could help him.
Okay, and like you said, we're responsible for ourselves, right?
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
Okay. And but point being is that this time, find a guy who's willing to be more responsible for himself.
Yeah.
When you married him at age 18, you didn't know he wasn't going to be responsible for himself, right?
No, completely.
Well, the great thing is about part two, as you go into that, you can closely monitor and say, hey, this one isn't responsible for his health. We're not going down that road. This one, he's responsible for his health. Let's do it. Part two, he sounds like a great grandfather and a great new husband, right?
Yeah.
Great. So you can start taking interviews for a new so I'm gonna ask you to breathe. You gotta start interviewing for a great new grandfather and a great stepfather and a great new husband. And so I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And I'm gonna ask you to picture how much fuller life will be that way, and Christmases and Thanksgivings and holidays and all of that will be with that energy.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So imagine for a moment if I said, yep, I know my thoughts help create my life, and I'm going to create it alone and empty and never going to be loved, and it's just going to be the next 50 years of my life are going to kind of suck. And I'm going to be all by myself. But, you know, my thoughts help create my life, so why not create that? How would you say I was doing at creating my life?
Yeah. Not good.
But how many people would you recommend do that, though? Like, their late husband passes, then they say, I'm going to be alone forever, lonely, and never have a partner. You'd recommend that to other people, though, right? You'd say, this is going to be really good for your health. Don't ever love, feel really lonely, and never actually heal or get over it.
Okay. Yeah. This is what I'm
doing.
This is what I'm doing.
That is what you're doing.
Okay.
But how many people would you recommend that to?
I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
Okay, but you would recommend it for Claire, though, right?
Yeah.
You can see how it's a really bad plan.
I know. Yeah.
There you go. Nice breath. Right? All right. So I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your chest. What's your level?
Oh, goodness. 3, 2, 3.
Okay, yeah. Great. And that's what I have is about a level 2. I have about a 2.1. So I'm really close to a 2.
Really
so right
calm.
There.
Yeah, for much calmer.
Totally. Because your mind had a really bad plan. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment for simple step number 2. And it is this, it's that look and see if your mind has a bad plan, or if you're telling yourself that something that you need or want in life is never going to be met. You know, like in her situation, never being loved. We really need love. And the easiest way to think about it is when you think about a plant. You know, a plant, it needs water. Of course, you need to water a plant. It also needs food, like nutrients in the soil. So nutrient-rich soil, nitrogen, phosphorus, yada, yada. It needs all of that. And it also needs the sun. And what is the sun? The sun is solar energy. And we need energy also, and we need a lot of different energy, but we need love energy. We need human connection energy. And so we can't tell ourselves, I'm never going to be loved, because that is really going to create a problem on the inside. And so you want to make sure to notice that. And by the way, I know that the last insight had to do with having a vision moving forward. But the reality of it is that even if we have a vision moving forward, we can also simultaneously have a belief moving forward about something as well. You know, it's like we can have conflicting information in our mind. And whereas we go, oh, well, I'm thinking positive moving forward, I'm focused on the positive moving forward, I'm blah, 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 and you have this vision and you're really focusing on it. And yet, there are conflicting and mixed links in the mind. And that can still trigger the feelings of anxiety. And so you'll want to notice that. So notice if you have a quote unquote bad plan in your mind. And by the way, what you can do is the same type of thing that I'm doing with Claire, is having her look and see what that plan would look like with somebody else. And she's saying, you know, that would be a bad plan for other people. And so I love that. And I just love her sense of humor and how much she's really stepping into this shift. And so again, keeping it simple is key. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in to reach number one. Here we go.
Bingo. And I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like it's not really possible to get married and find somebody at this age. If I ask you how much you can find that feeling of feeling like it's not even kind of possible, how much would you say that is?
Goodness, I can't even.
Let's go the other way. If I ask you how much it's really actually possible for you to find a new guy, 0 to 10, how much would you say that's possible for you?
It's possible. Yeah, it is possible.
What's that?
It is possible, definitely.
What's that?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, can you take that in?
Yeah, I know. No.
Can just you different. In it really different. What?
It's so different. It's a thought pattern I've obviously never had to have. So, and I've only when those thoughts have you know, I've had those thoughts. They've only ever been in a negative way anyway. Now, but yeah.
Uh huh. Well, you got to start interviewing for a new grandpa. Got to give them a grandpa.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they need to have a grandpa. I mean, everybody needs that, right?
Completely, yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I'm going to ask you with this vision to notice how you feel about your future.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to ask you, when you see this new vision, how much love is there in your future?
Yeah, lots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you tell your nervous system you're not going to go hungry, you're not never going to eat again, you're not never going to drink again, and you're not never going to be loved again. You're actually plenty of food, plenty of water, and tons of love.
Mm.
Can you take that in?
Okay. Yeah.
Bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. And actually, first and foremost, I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your chest. What's your level?
Oh. If that was normal, I'd be normal. One. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I just.
Mm-hmm. I have about a 0.2. It's like, yeah. Right. Like a little.
I mean, a little bit of anxiety, but that's just because I'm talking to you. But in the nicest way. But I mean, I could, when I first started, I could feel my, as I say, I could feel like my heart was beating outside of me. And that's how I've been.
And how long have you felt like your heart was beating outside of your chest?
Longer than since my husband died. So before that.
I want you to notice the relief I want you to notice the relief and the new vision. Bingo. Okay, so I want you to notice something, okay? So I want you to think about for a moment, we created a vision of love and wanting love and expecting love and that you actually want to be loved and want to give your future grandkids a grandfather and all of these things and creating that. And your body feels better, right? So I want you to notice, this isn't just Brandy saying it. This is your body responding to what we're talking about. Can you take that in for a moment? This isn't just Brandy saying, oh, you should do this and this would be good. And by the way, let me coach you to do something. This is your physical body responding to what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. It's really scary, actually, isn't it?
Okay. Well, why is that scary?
No. It's scary, but what I've been doing to my body.
It is.
This is a much... Yeah.
Okay.
Good feeling.
And so this... Good feeling, right? So I'm going to ask you to take that in. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you, if you go back to that old vision, how do you think it's going to go?
I'll make myself ill.
Mm-hmm.
And I say I don't want that.
What's that?
I say I don't want that.
Mm-mm. Chances are very high you would end up making yourself ill with those thoughts. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And which is also why, you know, everybody's a little bit different of what happens in their mind, but which is also why we hear about the widowhood effect and things like that. Okay. Now, if you nurture these thoughts and you get yourself excited and you say, you know what, this is my new vision. I'm going to get it in every day. I'm going to start feeling this and I'm going to be an inspiration for my daughters. I am going to pick myself up and I am going to be the best me. And I'm going to show them, you know, even if something happens that feels big, that it's just going to make you an even better person. What if they knew their mom that lived even more fully, that was even more confident in life, felt like she was living every day to its fullest and loving and just happy? How amazing would that be?
Amazing. Absolutely. Huh. Yeah. And
okay.
Even the words you're saying, it feels exciting. Yeah.
Doesn't it? That actually, to be honest with you, it actually brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
Tears in my eyes. It feels that powerful for your energy. And it feels beautiful for your soul.
Yeah.
Bingo.
So I'm nodding. I'm nodding. I'm just nodding.
Beautiful. And bingo. So I'm going to ask you to notice how your body feels right now. Bingo. And if I ask you to notice the level in your chest, what's your level?
Maybe a one, maybe a two. As I say, I feel like a completely different person. It's just, yeah, not having that feeling. I can hear my heart beating outside. That's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
And you're amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you.
And so you are so, so welcome. And so what I'm going to recommend is just you keep getting this vision in,
yeah,
and feeling it and getting it in and bingo. And give me 1 second. Can I give you also another little bit of a challenge?
Please.
Great. So when this comes out, I want to invite you to share this with your daughters. How does that feel to you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Great. So I want it to feel like you have that support from your daughters, that they know that you're working on clearing this and you're working on creating your best life ever. How is that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I will.
Beautiful. It's kind of like when you go to make a goal and you say, okay, I'm going to commit to doing this. It's kind of like drawing a line in the sand and saying, okay, I'm going to do this. Does that sound good to you? If that feels good, I don't want to push you too much.
I can understand how that will make me feel and them actually. I can. Yeah, no, I will. definitely.
You're so smart. And yeah. I love that you understand that, because yes, yeah. that will help you to solidify this change and really, yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
Claire, you are so beautiful. And again, impressive. I just adore you so much. And I love that you're saying, okay, this happened and you're already here working on picking things up. Mm. And now it's to the next level. You're so beautiful. Do you have any questions?
Brandy. Oh, no, it's been fantastic. Fantastic. As I said, I've listened to your podcast literally the last 6 months over and over again, daily. Yeah, you're amazing as well. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. My heart receives that. Oh. Amazing people here, right? And I just adore you. So
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely, Claire. I want to hear of you having the best life ever. And I want you to start interviewing for grandfathers and husbands. All right. Have a most wonderful rest of your day, Claire.
Thank you, Brandy. Oh, lots of love. Thank you.
All right. So let's go ahead and unpack this even more. You know, first and foremost, I have to say, I love this woman. I have so much respect for her, just lifting herself. She's so fun. She's so sweet. And I just really love that she's working on her happiness and taking the steps to follow through to do that. And obviously, you know what? She was stuck. She didn't know how to get there. She kept saying, you know, I never thought of it that way, but her desire for it and follow through helped open the door. And I love that she says she feels like a new person. And really, if you think about her voice in the very beginning to where it is now, she sounds like a different person. Her whole demeanor is so different from the beginning to the end. It's just beautiful. And so you can see that shift. You can see it really works if you just implement it. You can see the transformation take place. Now, before we dive into number one, I do want to warn you one thing, that it is a bit simple, but it is so important. And so the reason I want to warn you is because I know that there are a lot of people who love to complicate everything, whereas my goal has always been to simplify everything to just get real results. That's what I do. And by the way, don't get me wrong, I have plenty of tools with the mind that are more complex. And also, even the way that I figured out this, all of this with helping people to heal and get radical results, I built on Einstein's work and neuroscience. And so I can explain all of this and what I'm doing in a lot more of a complex way. But if you think about it for a moment, this is what works, is when we simplify it. You know, even if you think about it, this woman's husband died and really she didn't have any hope for a great future. And it worked to help shift her to feeling better and laughing and feeling like a new person. In fact, we actually recorded this session several days ago. And she has been following through, re-listening to the recording, getting it in as she was instructed to do. And she's messaged in saying she feels so much better and her anxiety is so much better, that she's really feeling the results and it's having lasting effect. And she's excited. I mean, it's just beautiful. So point being is that instead of trying to complicate things, we want to do things to get real results. And so that said, number one is simple, but very important right now. And even to some people, it's probably one of the most important things because of the times that we're going through, yada, yada, yada. But it is to remind yourself over and over that your thoughts help create your life, because not only will that help motivate you to really follow through and get your mind in the right place, but it'll help proactively keep you from getting sucked in to the, some of the things that might be going on in our world and yada, 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 and not getting sucked in there. Because what'll happen is you might go to get sucked in and you'll be like, nope, wait a second. I am not taking my thoughts there. I'm not taking my energy there. I'm not going into that negativity, because right now it's so important for me to stay in the positive. And you'll do that and really overcome that temptation to get sucked in to the negative. And so that is key It's just remembering that over and over. And by the way, I mentioned that she was feeling a lot better and feeling happier and all these things with her follow-up email. And likely, if she didn't take the information that her and I worked on and listen to it over and over again to really get it in her mind, likely her results wouldn't be as lasting as they are and continuing to make that incredible shift. So it's her follow-through. And so again, point being is that you really will want to make sure to get it in over and over that your thoughts help create your life and that they're important and get the positivity in, because especially during this time, both not only just changing your life itself, but because there's, you know, some chaos going on, if you will, you want to remind your mind that it doesn't even want to go into the chaos. And that's how you can help raise your energy above that and stay in the positive, because that, of course, is key for making the transformation that you want to make in your life. And so that said, keeping it on the positive, I look forward to adding in even more on the next episode. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.